You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. So the gunner, he's at the ID place yesterday. What do you think they tell him? Yeah, they put this music on. Hit the road, Jack. No ID for you. The ID Nazi came out. No ID for you. So...
yeah, thank you.
He went home to the armory and sat there and stewed with steam coming out of his collar. So give us the rest of the story. What happened?
All right, so I was on with you. I was just mad that we had to wait. You know, the wait for it is so long. So we get there at 7, and about, I think it was at 2 p.m., we finally get serviced. So what is that, 7 hours?
Right.
So we're sitting there. We go back there. We get all this paperwork. And she's like, okay, what can I help you with? I said, well, my daughter's ID expired. She turned 21. We need a new one. Okay. You have a form of ID. Another form of ID. So you have to have two forms of ID.
Okay.
I said, yeah.
Okay.
So she says, do you have proof of she's enrolled in college? And I said, yeah, right here. And it was a letter. Okay, so the letter that we had was an official letter from the Veterans Administration showing that she's in school and that the Veterans Administration is paying for her school, right?
For this month. Right.
And that she's a full-time student.
Right.
The lady looks at me and says, we can't accept this. I said, why not? She goes, well, sir, Deers falls under the DOD. And I said, okay. She goes, well, this is a Veterans Administration. It's a completely different department. And I said, so you need a letter from the DOD? She goes, no, a letter from the school. And I said, well, the school's not in the DOD. School's is a university. She goes, yeah, but that's the letter we need. And I said, so let me get this straight. I said, one, the school does not give, because we've been through this before with the VA, school does not give letters with letterhead that confirm enrollment. What they do is they'll just send you an email saying, hey, she goes, well, we don't accept email. So I said, okay, let me get this straight again. So you are refusing to acknowledge another agency, another government agency, the Veterans Administration, saying that she is in school and that they are funding her. So this book makes, you know that I had to prove to the Veterans Administration that she's enrolled. And that was a headache.
Right.
So, but finally I got that done. And now you're saying that the letter from the Department of the Veterans Administration is not valid because it's not DOD, but you can accept a letter from a college who's not DOD. Yes, sir. I said, okay. That is just asinine. This is just, you know, and that's where I just started going off. It's like, you know, this is the problem with the government. You guys make it so extremely difficult. You can't use your own logical thinking. Common sense is staring at you in the face, and you refuse to acknowledge its existence. And, you know, this time, there was another lady in there with her. Everybody's just quiet. And I was just going off, man. I mean, she's like, sir, you know, I myself am a veteran, and my three children went to school. And I said, listen, this is not what it's about. Don't sit here and compare apples and oranges to me. I said, I get it, but I'm having a hard time to understand that you cannot comprehend the fact that the letter from the Department of Veterans Affairs does not suffice because it's not the DOD, but yet you tell me the letter you'll accept is a non-letter from a DOD school. You see this? I just work here, and I'm like, but you can't, what I'm asking is, you can't use your own mind to comprehend this common sense thing, problems staring at you in the face?
No, they're not allowed to.
No, they're not. And that's what I was just saying. You know, it just boggles my mind that we're the world's greatest military, but yet you can't get an ID card.
Got a text question for you. What kind of ID were you getting?
A dependent ID.
Okay, so his daughter turned 21, so she has to get an adult ID.
No, it expires when they turn 21.
Right.
Unless they're in college, unless you prove to them that they're a full-time student, which I had.
Right.
You know, I had all of her transcripts from the last couple years, you know, but they don't accept that.
Right.
It's got to be a letter on a letterhead. So, talking to the school, the first thing they say is, sir, we don't provide. I say, I know, but can you help me here? I need something, with something on it. Otherwise, she doesn't get an ID card. I mean, she's not now because Deers dropped her, so now she's not covered.
Right. I went through, and I'm sitting here thinking about it. I went through a similar experience with Catherine. Same thing, and it was during the summer. So they said, so is she currently enrolled? And I said, well, no, it's summer. She's working. Well, she's not currently enrolled in summer school then, technically. I'm like, and then I started my, that's when I said, I need to talk to whoever's in charge here. Cause this is like she's a full-time student, right? Here are transcripts. Well, yeah, but that's not her current. And I'm like, I know, but current, what do you mean current? You know, cause she's not enrolled in summer school. That means that you're not going to issue her ID. It means she's going to be disenrolled in Deers. Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like you. I think, truth be told, man, I mean, we all have anger management issues now. And these are the kind of things that defy common sense. And you've done more than check the block. But you have somebody telling you that they can't accept.
She tried that too. She tried that same thing with you. And I said, listen, she's like, well, and I said, in the order, it states a full-time student up until the age of 26. So I said, you know, if you want to be technical, she's not a full-time student on Saturdays or Sundays either. You know, is it she has to be in class? Is that what possible? Well, no, sure, she's got to be enrolled. So she is enrolled. It's just a summer break. And it doesn't say anything. Show me in writing. I've done that before where she has.
God.
It says, show me in writing where it says summer, in between summer, between their freshman and sophomore year, show me where it says they're not considered a full-time student.
Yeah.
And so we actually, this was not yesterday, but this was another time we had the same problem. And I had a supervisor come up and say, no, you're right. We're wrong. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, quit interpreting the freaking rule. Read it. Just read it. It has nothing to say about summer breaks, Christmas vacation. Oh, Christmas vacation, she was sick. We're not covering her. Why? She wasn't a student.
And again, this is after you've waited 7 hours.
Oh, yeah, man. I was livid. So in the end, what happened was, and yes, Rob sent me a text. We were on base. We were on a joint readiness base. And so, you know, what I wanted to do, but I knew it wouldn't go anywhere, was go meet the Navy 06, who's the CEO of the base, and just say to him, you know, what the hell is going on here? I said, you have a program here that you are ultimately responsible for, that if you call in and try to make an appointment, it's a 6-month waiting list. 6 freaking months to get an ID card. Okay? 6 months. I said, what are we trying to do here? You know, and this was kind of the conversation I had. I said, I'm just trying to get a piece of plastic with words on it and a picture. Not like I'm trying to put a man in orbit. This is not complicated. This is not rocket science. And if you have a program that requires you to actually wait 6 months to get an ID card, then you know what? It's broken. It's broken, folks. And I had the same problem back when I was on active duty in Camp Pendleton. You know, I remember when my ID card was I got promoted to CW05, so I had to change my ID card.
Right.
So I was living up on the northern end of camp, so there was like a little small satellite pass an ID office right there in San Honor Parade, that little commissary area. So I got there right when it opened, like 7:30. I'm in uniform. I walk in. I'm the first person. I sign this thing. And then the lady says, okay, go ahead and have a seat. So I sit down, and I start watching the TV. And like 7:40, at 7:40, they're all still talking at the front desk. There's like five of them. And now 7:45, and they're still talking about their weekend. So I get up, and I walk over there, and I look at the lady at the desk, and I said, how much longer is it going to be? She says, sir, we'll get to you when we get to you. I said, is there other people here? Sir, could you please have a seat? I said, no. You guys have been at work for 15 minutes. Tell me what time do you actually open? So we open at 7:30. That's 15 minutes ago. Yes, sir. And I'm listening to you guys tell stories about your weekend. Sir, I said, no, this is a disaster. Where's your manager? The manager was up the front too. Bullshit. So she was listening to me talk to Zanga. She's like, sir, if you just please have a seat, we'll get to you soon. What are you here for? And I said, I need an ID card change. You have this? Yes. You know, and what she asked for was, she first asked for my promotion certificate. And I said, it's updated in your program. So once you put my name in it, it's going to show CW5. Isn't that good enough? Does that suffice? Well, you know, no, sir. Well, usually we ask for, why? If it's in your system, it shows my rank that it needs to be, then why question it? You know, it's just, but so finally, towards the end, I called, at the time it was, Marletto. It was the base CO, you know, how they changed it from a general to a colonel.
Right.
And I called Nick, and I just said, hey, man. And he's like, hey, you know, go through the formalities. Hey, Gunner, what's going on? What can I help you with? Hey, sir. You know, hey, I'm sitting at one of your passing ID offices, and this is what, you know, it's 7:50. They're still BSing about their weekend. They opened 20 minutes ago, and I'm being told just sit patiently, and it'll get to you. You know, and I hear this, And so, you know, all right, thanks, I'll get on it. And, I mean, right when I got the phone call, they call me back there. And then, you know, I'm the dickhead. And I'm the dickhead because I couldn't wait, you know, an extra 20 minutes because my time doesn't matter for them to catch up on their weekend. And I was just so freaking, I mean, and if I go back and forth, I have not yet met civilians that are worth anything to the military, working wise. You know, they're like a union. You get them in there, and it's that itch you can't scratch, man. You just can't get to it. You just got to put up with it. And, you know, hell, if you want to make the military better, get rid of all the civilians.
You can't, though. I mean, you and I even
this
yesterday.
This goes back to the helo dunker stuff.
Well,
you know,
no,
everything.
I mean, we were just talking, you know, the president made a big deal of this measure that, you know, that they'll be able to fire people that don't perform in the Veterans Administration. The guy they fired, he appealed it, and he was reinstated. He's not in the same job. He's in a different job. But you can't, they're lifelong appointments. They've got a right to work, and whether they accomplish anything.
No matter, it doesn't no matter really what their proficiency is.
It doesn't really seem to matter. And it's, you know, it's amazing. And it's really frustrating, especially when you're working full time. You know, these things are, you know, at different part of the base. You got to go home and pick up your daughter. So, I mean, it's a better part of an afternoon to go get this done. And then they give you some bullshit reason why you can't, which means you got to completely re-cock the thing in order to do it. And and for some stupid ass reason. And it's not one of these things where, okay, what we'll do is we'll issue you the ID because based on that document, obviously she's enrolled. And what I'll need you to do is could you just, you know, scan and email this to me? Yeah, that's not a problem. No.
No, it's never like that.
No, not, can't do that. And so, it's just, and again, you're looking for an adult, and all you get is, you know, the Polish salute by, and it's, again, it's a military's version of the DMV. And it's just, it's about as frustrating. The Montana man says that you should go back and you should live stream your encounter the next time you go.
No, no. Because, oh, and at the end when we left, because I was such an asshole to everybody, they give me this form. They filled it out, and it basically gives me head of line privileges when I come back.
Why?
I guess to appease, you know, here, sir. So when you come back, and so you don't have to wait or take a number or anything, just take this letter signed by us that'll get you right the next person being served.
Here's an email. 6 month waiting list for an ID card is crazy. Back in the 70s, the company commander had the ID cards locked up in a safe in his office. Well, Mike's a retiree
back
now.
Back in the 70s, when I first came in, that was the way it was.
Right. In the 80s, too.
They took a photo. Yeah, they took a photo of you with a Polaroid.
They cut it.
They had some clerk type it out, and then you signed it, and then they paste this picture on top of it. And they put it in a laminator, put it through there with a little sleeve, and then let it cool down and hand it to you, and you're on your way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we don't do it like that anymore. It's all computerized, got a chip, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it makes your life easier. Computers make your life easier, by the way.
Yeah. Wow. No, it's incredibly, what I got was, well, is she in school now? Well, no, it's summer. Well, then we can't roll her. Wait a minute. Like, am I the first one ever to bump into this? She's a full-time student. She's a junior. She'll go back for her senior year, right? She's 20, you know, she's 21 years old, right? Well, she's not currently enrolled. Well, what does enrolled mean? Well, she has to be taking a minimum of 6 units during the summer. Well, she works full-time in the summer to make money so she can go back. And it's like, you know, and... It was stupid and frustrating, and that's how we get supported. Just an update to a story. There was a story earlier today, that somebody yelling Allah Akbar had stabbed a number of people in Finland. 2 are dead, in Western Finland in this incident. So that's an update from the Associated Press. Mike Musselman, my guest here. And, you know, I don't know about you, Gunnar, but I mean, one of the interesting things about anger is, as I said a little bit ago, there's a whole lot of people that have similar experiences to us that you come home and you have a bit of an anger problem. And it's a physical, you can feel it in your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a fun, it's not, and when this stuff happens and tickles it, it is not a pleasant experience because you're fighting this monster that you have inside of you and against this unreasonable, and then if it gets where it explodes, and at least in my experience, is when it gets disrespectful. You know, because it's difficult to manage it when you feel it. And after 7 hours and then the stupid drill, it's not easy. It's not easy. So.
Right. No, and it has nothing to do with, you know, and it's just, I think what really kind of sends me off the deep edge is, again, is that I cannot tolerate foolish behavior. Just being a fool. You know, and it's like, it just, I just don't get it. I don't understand why people can't think on their own. You know? And it's just over and over. And I went through this in my head. Well, and I was so pissed off yesterday. literally, my daughter would, she was so quiet for like 10 minutes. She wouldn't even make eye contact. I mean, because the way I was talking to this lady, she had her head down looking at the ground the whole time. She was like, doop, 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 doop. You know? And then when we got in the car, and then she finally did speak, you know, after we that long pause of silence, she looked at me and she goes, "Dad, you're cool. That's cool, man. You're cool." And I said, "Why?" And she goes, you were making that lady, you were saying things to that lady, yet you weren't using profanity, but you were, I mean, really showing how much of an idiot she was." And I go, "No, the problem is she doesn't see that she's an idiot." You know, once you, if you have been proved that you've been an idiot, it kind of opens your eyes. Well, you know, I guess I'm pretty stupid there. You know, but no, not in this case. I just cringe thinking about going back there.
Yeah, bad things happen. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, I have a food. Somebody emailed a food question. They know you're a foodie. So we have to take a quick break. Mike Musselman, our guest. And we haven't heard shit about your vacation because we've been doing all ID card radio. So the question.
Yeah, I got ruined by yesterday.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More of Mike Musselman, This Is Your Life, coming up next on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Nine 45 on a Friday. Red Sox Yankees tonight. They continue.
Yes, it is.
And then next weekend, they take the weekend off, and then they do it again the following weekend. So it's awesome. If you like rivalries that are good ones, Michigan-Ohio State's a good one right now in college football. Yankees-Red Sox, always good. Cubs-Cardinals were locked in a pretty good pennant race in the Midwest. So they get going. The email question. Hey, Mac, I'm listening. I sense the need for us to change the topic, so let me ask a food question for Mike. I really enjoyed, and I did try, his meatloaf recipe suggestion.
Yeah.
And I've gone ahead and I've tweaked it a little bit to make it a little bit spicier, but I think he encouraged that. Does he have any other dishes that he makes along those lines that are kind of a variation of a very common meal, simple to prepare, that he would recommend? I thought his meatloaf recipe was awesome. I'd be curious to know if he has other simple ones like that, that he makes a simple twist and turns it into a much better meal. So now that you're a culinary genius, you got another one?
Yeah, actually I do. They make it's a five cheese Caesar macaroni. And so you can use really anything, any macaroni noodles that you like. I personally, when I do the five cheese macaroni, I use a mixture between rigatoni. That's the little small tube.
Right.
Right. And then I use
Hello? Hey, you muted yourself, butthead. He said I did this the other day, because I'm just sitting here. New York Times is reporting Steve Bannon is out at the White House. And now he says he'll be sitting there and he can listen to me. But I don't touch anything. I'm just sitting here. All right, let me hang up on him and we'll call him back. He's got technology. He's got technology issues, man. Yeah, Steve Bannon. You knew he was going to get the boot. He orchestrated that yesterday when he called up, or whenever he called that rider up. So, and the White House will be a better place without Steve Bannon. Good God.
You there?
Yeah. Why do you keep doing this?
I don't know. Where did you stop? Where did I stop at?
You hadn't even gotten into the... rigatoni was the last thing I heard. Steve Bannon just got fired at the White House.
Good.
Exactly.
Don't let the... I use rigatoni and rotini noodles.
Rotini?
Yeah, the twisty noodles, you know, the ones that have little... with them.
I've seen them.
Yep. And then I use the two cheeses that I use on every time is the Fontina and the Gouda.
Holy.
And then you can choose any one you want after that. I use different combinations. I use mango habanero, artesian. I use Jack, Monterey Jack, whatever floats your boat. But I think I found that as long as you use Gouda and Fontina, it's a good base season. Then you can mix and match whatever you want. And then a cup of each one of those, about 5 cups of macaroni. And then, make it normally, you know, just boil the noodles, melt the cheese all together, and, you can use some milk. And then take it over together, put it together, mix it all together, and then I bake it for about 30 minutes. And then as a crust cheese, I use like a Parmesan oregano on the top with some breadcrumbs to brown it. And, man, it is to die for.
And that's your version of macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
That's pretty high-end macaroni and cheese, bud, I got to tell you.
Yeah. You can use bacon, too. You know, cook some bacon and put some bacon in it. You know, bacon makes everything good.
I didn't realize that you were that much of a bacon guy, that you would cook it every week and throw fresh bacon in the refrigerator.
I just like it on salads. Just adding the different things. Like if I make a hamburger, I'll mix it in the meat. Give it a little more fat, not a lot, just enough. But that's my mac and cheese dish. And I'll take all sorts of dishes and, just kind of change them up and spruce them.
I've got an email for you. Hey, Mac. I know Gunnar was up in Wisconsin on his vacation, but I'd be curious to hear his thoughts after listening to you and Alex Hollings last hour discussing events in Charlottesville. What was the Gunner's take? Has he seen any of it? So, Mike, you followed any of it? What are your thoughts?
No, I just know there was a group, two groups, neo-Nazis and then some other groups, anti-fascist group,
right,
that squared off. And that's all I really know. And then everybody's mad at Donald Trump because he didn't condemn these neo-Nazis or right off the bat. So, and then I guess a lady was killed because some guy drove into it, right?
Yeah, some guy got booted. He was in the army for a grand total of 4 months. Another one of the dropped, the dude who drove the car, another dropped on your head at birth guy.
Yeah.
Which is what these people are, and
it's the same. I mean, my tolerance for neo Nazis is the same for any hate group. So, I don't know why people are making such a big deal about it. Other than the fact, the problem is they can go on and do this kind of stuff because they have rights too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
They can go out and protest.
Right.
I may hate them and I dislike their group and everything that they stand for, just like, the church group that goes to the veterans' funerals and, denounces, and tells them that the God killed them.
Westboro Baptist.
Yeah. They're just in the same category to me.
Right.
Black Lives Matter group. They're in that category with me.
Right.
They're just because they have a central point of belief and nothing else really matters. And, they don't take any, they don't consider any other forms. So, start outlawing these groups. Make it unlawful to be one. Against the law to actually protest in public as one of these members of these groups. There's your answer. But no, then the ACLU will get involved.
Well, has the right. Again, it's the whole, like you said before. I mean, what the hell? I mean, we fought for this country. We fought for what it believes in. And no matter what you think of what they say, I mean, the nation was founded on the right to, to peaceably assemble and, and say. I don't know that I would waste my time. I don't know that I would wait. I mean, there's a big event supposedly this weekend in Boston on the Boston Common. And the mayor of Boston is urging people to stay away. Stay away from the common during Boston Free Speech Rally. The mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, is urging people to stay away. And that's not going to happen. So you're going to see. And again, the national news loves this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. They love this.
Yeah. This is all clickbait. All clickbait. And for what? This is going to be a handful of people that are going to get this kind of attention. It's just, to me, don't waste your time with it. Ignore them. The one thing that they can't stand is you ignoring them.
It's silent.
Right.
You know how you kill groups like that?
Silent. Just go away. You and the rest of you idiots that are living in your mother's basement, go get back on your computer and do what you do. Just get out of here. Just get out of here.
Yeah.
I said,
the whole thing. I mean, is the media is the one that plays these people up and gives them what they want.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. There was a story in Marine Corps Times about a former LAI guy. His name is Nathan D'Amigo, a Marine veteran.
I know him.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Was in, I believe
it
was...
Is it D'Amigo or D'Amico?
D'Amigo, D-A-M-I-G-O. You know, yeah. You know a kid named D'Amico. Because he was in first...
It probably, D'Amico, but I knew a Nathan D'Amigo, or D'Amico.
I knew
his person was Nathan.
He was discharged and then sent to prison for drug abuse and some other stuff. And so he's one of the leaders of a white nationalist group. And, so on his website, called Europa or Evropa, E-V-R-O-P-A, quote, describes itself as a generation of awakened Europeans who have discovered that we are part of great peoples, history, and civilization that flowed from the European continent. In April, he was videotaped punching a woman in the face at a protest in Berkeley, California. Now, that might be part of the story. Those protests in Berkeley and the stuff that went on, that stuff gets crazy. So, should you ever punch a woman? No. But
isn't Nathan D'Amigo? It's the same guy. D'Amigo. D-A-M-I-G-O. But isn't he an anti-fascist?
No, he's a white
Aryan Brotherhood guy.
Dude, yeah, he's that guy. So he's a Marine veteran, but he got out of the Marine Corps on drugs and stuff like that, got an OTH, went to prison, blah, 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 blah. Another guy is a staff sergeant, former recruiter in the Marine Corps. And in a recorded message that D'Amico tweeted, he said police violated his right to peaceably assemble when they arrested him in Charlottesville, and he is speaking to lawyers about a possible lawsuit. Quote, the more they squeeze, the more they try to grab hold and shut us down, the more we slip through their fingers, he said in the message. This is a huge victory for us. This is uniting us in a way I don't think we could have ever been united before. So, exactly. So ignore them. Ignore them and they'll die anyway. Here's another question that somebody emailed a bit ago, and I'll tell you what I thought, and then you can talk. What about army bases named after Confederate generals in the South? To me, I said I would change that.
Oh.
I would change that yesterday. Look, they're active duty.
I'm surprised they haven't.
Yeah, they're active duty places. They should not be named. And I get it in a post. You know, when a lot of these bases were built, it was a different age in this country. You had living descendants, and sometimes the descendants themselves that fought in the Civil War made up large part of the population. And part of the way the country reunified was they allowed the southern states to commemorate their war dead and their service. And that was part of the way the nation came back together. That's no longer the case. Your thoughts. In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I think they should disband, get rid of all those names.
Yeah, so you talk about...
And try and find some dirt on Joseph Pendleton, too, because maybe he owns slaves. And change that name. And change the Jefferson Memorial, because Jefferson owns slaves.
Yeah, no,
and
he's straight up there. Yeah.
Tear that down.
Al Sharpton said, tear it down. Mount Vernon.
Yeah, tear that bitch down.
Mount Vernon. Tear that, yeah.
Light that thing on fire.
Washington Monument, coming down tomorrow.
Coming down tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get rid of all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
The Capitol, tear it down. Because the first Capitol was built by slaves.
The White House.
Yeah. The White House, burn it down. for the second time.
Yeah. It'll give us a chance to build a whole lot of new stuff, man. A whole lot of new stuff.
Yeah, I'd get rid of all of that stuff, dude.
Everything. Any big plans for the weekend? You need a little recovery time or what?
Yeah, I think so, man. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, I was so pissed. God, I was so mad.
You know your friends want to see you live streaming, because we were pissed when Mike went through, when he opened up a can of whoop ass in Kuwait. The comment you most heard was, "Damn, wish I'd been there to see that. That'd have been a good one." Because what we heard was Gunner was leaving; he was going back to the United States, and we heard guys that were coming back that were there when it happened. And then when they got back, they're like, "Oh yeah, Gunner was raising hell in Kuwait." They're like, "About what? He's going on leave." Oh, he was pissed, man. What was he pissed about? I don't know. But last time I saw him, I heard him saying, "Do you know who the fuck I am?" And they kept calling him Chief, and he kept getting pissed. And we were laughing our asses off. But we had to wait, like, what, 3 weeks before you came back? Almost a month we had to wait till he got back to hear the whole story. And the day he got back, so you know, when you went on leave, you're gone for the better part of a month. So we hear this story, and we got to wait. So the day he comes back, you know, Mike's, and when you got back to Afghanistan, you know, you were excited to see your friends again. Hey, what's going on? And so he comes bombing to the COC, and we're like, oh, Gunner's back. Hey, because we knew he was coming back. Rudy was tracking, like, hey, Mike's on a flight. It's coming in. And we were waiting for him. So he comes in, and we're like, tell us the story, man. He's like, what story? Tell us about your rampage in Kuwait. And he's like, oh. And he tells it. And Mike, let me tell you, Mike can tell a story in case you don't know. Mike can tell a story, and he's telling this story, and he has everybody rolling. So you have a lot of fans that would love to see you tee that up and FaceTime it. You know that's true.
Yeah, I know. I want to move past that. I thought I could get through it yesterday, but...
No?
No, nah, it's just...
Pulled you back in?
You're confronted with it. It's like... You know, and then I think what really kind of, like, got me burning inside was after, you know, they tell me they can't do anything for me and I need this stupid letter from a college because they can't accept the verified letter from another government agency. She looks at me and says... So what would you like to do? And I'm looking at her and I said, what? She goes, oh, what would you like to do? And I said, well, what do you mean? You didn't express another option. Is there another option to get an ID card? Oh, no, sir. Then why would you ask me the question, what would you like to do now?
That means she wanted you to get out of her office. Get out of my face.
Then tell me. And say to me, sir, there looks like there's nothing more we can do, but here's the letter that gets you back in line, you know, ahead of the line. Okay. But don't sit there and do this kind of bullshit and say, is there anything else you'd like to do now?
Yeah. There is.
Yeah, burn this place to the ground.
Hey, I'm going to read you a headline, and then I'll let you go. Saudis in talks over alliance to rebuild Iraq and return it to the Arab fold. Now, I'm going to read you one paragraph. Iraq and Saudi Arabia have long been considered opponents in the region, but a visit by Iraqi Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia last week, and a follow-up trip to the UAE further thawed relations, which had already been much improved due to high-profile visits between the two countries. The arrival in the Saudi capital of Sadr, a protagonist in the sectarian war that ravaged Iraq from 2004 to 2008, who has had enduring ties to Iran, highlights a new level of engagement. Mike, would you ever have thought that you would see Muqtada al-Sadr in Riyadh?
I thought that guy, yeah, he was on the target list for a hellfire. I think we had one on his name on it.
Right. Would you ever in your life believe that he would go to Riyadh to talk to the Saudis?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I read that this morning. I almost fell out of my seat. Like, what is going on between Iraq and Iran to have Sadr in Riyadh? Holy shit. And that Iraq might negotiate with, was in the process of negotiating with the Saudis to come in and help reconstruct much of the Sunni triangle, which is north of Baghdad and then out in the west where we were. But I read that, I almost fell out of my seat, so... Pretty amazing. If it happens, if that happens, that's like a game changer in the Middle East because it marginalizes Iran's influence in Iraq, which we've been worried about for some time. So, wow, pretty interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recipe, by the way.
All right. Yeah, no problem, man.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
Do your breathing exercises. Go Yankees.
Yeah, go Sox.
There you have it. The one and only Michael Musselman here. That'll do it on a... man, you can't make it up. Somebody sent me an email a little bit ago. If I didn't know you guys weren't lying, I would swear to God that you guys were making this stuff up. Breaking news on a Friday afternoon out of the District of Columbia. Donald Trump has removed Steve Bannon. Thank God, man. Bannon's an idiot. And, you know, Bannon just knew it was coming, and that was his play early in the week to go out to provoke something and then to leave. So, good riddance, man. He's an ass clown. Nothing but news, man. Nothing but news. Yeah. Ignore these idiots. That's the worst thing you can do to them. Right? What if they hold a protest and nobody showed up? What if the media protested and didn't cover it? It doesn't exist. If the media says we're not covering it doesn't exist. Nobody knows about it. They know about it. Them and their internet buddies know about it. But the rest of us, we don't care. So I think at some point the media has to look and say, we give a platform to these idiots that they otherwise would never have. And, you know, that's what that kid said in his email. Have a great weekend. The Commandant is going to come on a week from Monday. We'll tape it at the end of the week. So... exciting stuff. We got our wires crossed relative to which Friday it was, which is obviously my fault. So, my thanks today to Kim Holmes for coming on Talking Food. My thanks to Alex Hollings, who's an interesting guy, and I enjoy having Alex on. He's a thoughtful guy, and he gets fired up, which I like. And he's a former Marine, so like that. And then the gunner, my battle buddy, times three. Yeah, that's crazy. Mike, awesome guy. All right, have a great weekend. Red Sox Yankees tonight. If you love rivalries, they're playing in Fenway. I mean, it's great. I mean, the two venues they play in are awesome: Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park. The rivalry is good. Both teams are good. The Red Sox still four games up. So no matter what happens in the series, so at the end of the weekend, the Red Sox will still be in first place. Mac, do you think it's important that the Yankees sweep the Red Sox? No, you know, I hear those statements get made. And, you know, having grown up in baseball, the biggest thing that you can't do is you can't get swept. So let's just say the Red Sox take two out of three. The Yankees are five games out. If the Yankees take two out of three, the Yankees are three games out, which is fine. The thing you can't do is you can't go from four games out to seven games out. That's a long way to go. So anyway, a lot of people like to make grandiose statements. Oh, they got to do this. No, you don't really have to. Many thanks for listening today on a Friday. If you're just tuning in, don't touch that dial. This program repeats itself, and we take a look at the news, and there's a bunch of it. Stay tuned. The story of the USS Fitzgerald and their disciplinary action is going to begin to reverberate, and the Navy's going to be in for another gut check, and the Navy's got to get its act together. They've got to become a tough seagoing organization again. And my fear is what we're going to find out when they release the preliminary inquiry to events that preceded the collision. Are events that happened on a frequent occasion and became habit for a group of watchstanders who got bored at night and who turned their back on their responsibility to their shipmates, whether they were on cell phones, whether they were on laptops or whatever, or whether they were asleep. I'm not sure what permutation of that existed, but there are backups to backups, you know, the radar system, the lookouts, guys on bridge. And those tankers are lit at night, and how the two could go bump in the middle of the night is beyond me. And so it's not going to be a very pretty picture that's going to get painted. That we're sure of. And the fact that the Navy announced yesterday that the commanding officer, the XO, and I want to say the sergeant major, the command master chief. It was all announced that they'll all face non-judicial punishment. I don't know why they wouldn't be court-martialed. I guess that would be my question. So anyway, that in the news. A C-130J lost altitude, and so any kind of aviation incident now breaks squelch on our communication system and winds up in the news. So that in the news. So don't touch that dial. You'll hear a bunch of it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. On a Friday. All Marine Radio. Out.